Okay, so we were discussing yesterday the concept of when I have the two mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, which one should come first? And the Ramban wanted to say that you should really light Ner Shabbos first, because he doesn't subscribe to this whole idea that as soon as you light Shabbos, that's your acceptance of the Shabbos. That was the Bahag Shita morning. But the Ramban says like this, the Rashba, Tosfos, the Rosh, really, major Rishonim don't hold from this idea. So just getting into it, I'll read in Hilchos Shabbos for a second, where it's brought down. This is in Reish Samach Gimel. I'm going to read the whole Mishnah Berurah, the whole Mechaber. It says, Lebal Halachos Gedolos, according to Bahag, Kimin Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbos, Chalav Shabbos, Vanessa B'Malacha. As soon as you light, that is your acceptance. Now you can't do Malacha anymore after you light. Va'al Pizeh, so according to this, now, Nohagos Kitzas Noshim, so some women have a minhag. Sha'achos Sheberchu Vehiliku Haneros, after they made the bracha and they light the Shabbos candles, Mashlichos La'aret HaPesila Shebiyadim Vehiliku Bo Sheiliku Bo Ve'ein Mechabos Oso. They just drop the match, right? They don't actually extinguish it, right? Okay, because if the Shabbos, now you have to let go of it, and then he brings the Yesh Omrim. There is a Yesh Omrim. This is the Hagos Maimoni. Mordechai says this also. I'm just looking in the Be'er HaGola. Yesh Omrim She'im Masna Kodim Shemadliko She'enu Mekabel Shabbos. Right? If the woman's going to make a Tanai that I'm not accepting Shabbos right now by the lighting, Ad Shomer HaChazen Baruch Hu Moel, that would work. So according to this first opinion, she can make a condition. Meaning, again, this whole, it's very questionable. Why should it be that he lighting Shabbos candles accepts it? She says, you know what? I'm lighting, but I don't want to accept it. So that would work, right? And this is when the chaz means when the tzibur says baruch, we mean that it's obviously talking about where they are davening before shkia, right? They're davening earlier, so that's the acceptance. When the community accepts upon themselves Shabbos, that she's dragged along also. She follows that. Yesh omrim, and some of this is the kolbo. She'ein emoyla, that tonight does not work. But some even argue on this. What do you mean some you have to make it tonight? Some even, they argue. This is the Rosh. This is the Tosfos. This is the Ramban. This is the Rashba. They argue on this Bahag. No. You know when you're Makabal Shabbos? When you're Davin Marev. That's it. Not by light. Okay. Shekevin Sha'omer Hachazin Baruchu Hakol Parshim Malach. Everyone's now is, separated from, to stop doing malacha. Ledidon cave and shehis chilu mizmor shir liyom shabbos hadi baruch ledidu. Okay, so whether that's mizmor shir, whether that's baruchu, but that's, it means when the tzibur accepts upon themselves, when they accept upon themselves the Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, maybe the woman's not even down marv at all. Right? We'll talk about if a woman's running late and she's not going to have time to daven mincha, so then it's better to her light now and make a tanai, and then she'll let's say a woman is running late, she should light first and then daven, and if she's not going to have time to daven, then that's considered to be a tzorich. Morning, here we go, here's a, okay, so if you see on the, I'll read the Ramah inside first. Vahaminhug, right? If you look inside, it's on the top right side. Vahaminhug, read. Sha'osu ishu hamalekes mekabel Shabbos b'halaka. The minhug is like the Bahag. The Bahag won. The minhug is for women, at least, not for men, but for women, that they do accept Shabbos when they light. Im lo shetisne tachil. She doesn't make a condition, a stipulation beforehand. Vafilu tanai believe soggy. She doesn't actually speak it out. She just has to be thinking about it. That I'm not, she doesn't just speak out, by the way, I'm not being Makabal Shabbos. As long as she's thinking about that in her mind, then that's good enough. Aval shar b'nei habayis. Everybody else in the house, mutar b'malacha ad baruchu. Just because mommy is Makabal Shabbos, that doesn't mean everybody else in the house also has to stop. V'ikar halakha tali b'nei reshumadlikin al hashulchan. Okay, the main one is that the candle's on the table, because that's where the main meal is. That's the kovod, that's the onig, to have candles while you're eating, right? Lauren, it's nice to have a well lit meal, right? So that's the thing. You want to have the candles there. Ava lo b'shar.
You're eating sometimes, but
depends. No, you don't want to see what you're eating. Okay. Avlo b'shar haneros shababayis v'tzorich lahaniach haneros b'malkom shemalikin. Oh, v'lo lahalik b'malkom zeh v'haniach b'malkom acher. You can't light in one place and then move it to where you're going to be using it, because just like in Chanukah, we say halakha osa mitzvah, right? With the place where you lit is at that time. So this idea about making a tanai, that works. It works to make a tanai, but it has to be l'tzorich. So not everybody agrees to that. If you look, the Mogen Avraham over here, on the bottom left. It has to be a real need. In other words, you can't make a condition of not accepting Shabbos unless there's something really pressing. Some hold that the Tanai doesn't work, so it has to be really something that you would need to do. But again, it does. A woman could do this if she needs to. So the question was asked to the Tzitz Eliezer was, what about a woman who wants to go daven Friday night by the Kotel? And it's just too much to walk both ways. So can she light it home, make it tanai that I'm not accepting Shabbos upon myself, get on the bus? I don't know how you do it. They have like the card, whatever it is called now, right? And then she'll what? She'll be Mekabel Shabbos there. So if you look, it says the Tzitz Eliezer, She'ela. Im yesh eitze shenoshim tochlena linesoa el hakosel hamaravi lekabal shabbos, tefilas marviv, o tefilas yom tov la'acher shebarchu al haneros. So she's going to make the bracha, right? Now, by the way, we spoke about, we didn't even talk about, we'll get to about overlas yosun, where the difference between Ashkenazim and Svardim as to when they make the bracha versus the light. But let's say, okay, she made the bracha already, But she doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos yet. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, Oydos Noshim Yikaros Shachoshkov Nafshon Leleches Lekabel Pnei Shabbos Malkasa. This cheshik, this desire, this strong will to go be Mekabel Shabbos at the Kosel. Aydes Reid Beis Mikdashenu, the remainder, what's remaining from of our Beis Hamikdash, Hakosel Hamarav Ilhispalo Shamar. They want Davin Marav there. His orus be'esa zos gedolas sham. It's a tremendous inspiration to go daven there. Ad ma'od b'roiv imim. Rov am with a lot of people. Have hishtapchus hanefesh, and there's going to be a tremendous outpouring of the soul. Ki yedua is known that the davening by the kotel is amazing. So she wants to do this. Ach da'akashib. Gras b'richuk makom. She lives far away from the kotel. V'kash lehen. It's difficult for them, these women, l'leches ragle holach l'shuv, to walk both there and back. It could be a few miles. Im yeshna eza eitza, do we have any an eitza for her? She could travel there. Halichoson, right? Hagam, haliko b'ner. Haliko kivar ner Shabbos. Nishalti alze minkam. I've been asked this question by many people. Can a woman? Is there any eitza? Can we get this woman? So you can say, what do you mean? First glance, she lights, and then that's it. Right, because with the Bahag, Mekabel Shabbos, which reminds me that the Shulchan Aruch Harav has like this. The minhag in Europe was that they'd make chasanas on Friday afternoons. So the women used to want to light Neiros at home and then go to the chasana, right? Okay, so we have an eitzah for them.
So the Erev Yom Kippur was big, but women go to shul Yom Kippur night.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, right. Now Yom Tov, we can make a little bit of a difference, because Yom Tov and Shabbos, the Achronim point out that really, a woman doesn't necessarily light Yom Tov candles at the beginning. She could, but she could light it, later on.
But on Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur she does, right. So that would be a Tanai. That would be it, certainly. V'hine yedua machloikis harishonim. There's a machloikis harishonim. Im moel it has Tanai shadayin lo mekabalos bezu es hashabbos. Is the Tanai work or not? A Ramah posik, the Ramah says, haminhag she'osa isha malekis mekabel shabbos behalakas. So if the default value is she does accept Shabbos by lighting, unless she makes it tonight, she just has to be thinking about it. If that's true, that she could make it tonight, right? The woman can very easily, she'll just have in mind, I'm not going to be Mekabel Shabbos ad bon el ha-kosel ha-marov until I get to the kosel. Shasham yekablu es ha-shabbos yachadim ha-tzibur desham. That's when I'm going to accept upon myself Shabbos when I get there. So she should have this in mind. That's what the Ramah says. Have in mind this tonight, that'll work. Okay? V'toklena l'nisoa evo al yidei kach v'hilichas on l'sham. Therefore, she can get there. So she can get on the cab, the Uber. She can get to the Kosel, and then, so she lights, has in mind, she's not being mekabel Shabbos, and that, yes, works. Omnam hamagin ovram. B'sivkan chaf, kosev di mikol makam, ein l'sanos ki'im l'tzorech. One second, you can't just make it tonight for any reason. It has to be for a real tzorech, a need, a pressing need. Because some argue and say that tonight doesn't work. Right, they can quench their spiritual thirst. To get this tremendous inspiration. This is called a tzorech, he says. This is a good enough of a reason, you know.
Now, if her husband is also going to the Kosel, he could pay the fare, but she's not really doing any malacha. She's just getting on the bus.
Yeah, but it's still uvda d'chol. Still getting on the car is uvda d'chol. But he writes. He writes that this is good. So what do we see? We saw it the first all, it's a machlokis. We got to go step by step with the Bahag. We'll see. Again, what we want to go is get back to Hanukkah. Because we've been speaking about so long that when she lights Shabbos, that automatically is her acceptance upon this, and this tonight works. I guess we'll end off with a question. Mir Tzshem, we'll get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock, Mir Tzshem. What would be the din if she made a mistake? What would be the din? This is Erev Shabbos, and she accidentally lights Chanukah. I'm sorry, actually, it's Shabbos first. She didn't mean to. She meant to light Chanukah, but now she lit Shabbos already. So can't she go ahead and light Chanukah? You hear the question?
But she could also be part of her husband's lighting.
Yeah, but she normally lights herself.
A single woman living alone, let's say.
Okay, even though, could she go ahead and light? What's the status of that? So that's what we want to get to, but this is all by way of a background to understand this, the opinion of the Bahag, when it tonight works. Let's go back. Bahag says that she is accepting Shabbos by lighting. The Rove Rishonim argue on this, but that became the minhag, at least for women, that they do, becomes their thing. And then, can she make it tonight? So some say that no, tonight doesn't work at all. Some say no, she could make it tonight, but it has to be something that's considered to be a tzarech. So we saw from the Tzitz Eliezer that for a woman to get in the car because she wants to daven, so that'd be like Yom Kippur. One wants to daven with Kol Nidre, she wants to go daven in Shul, she can't walk both ways, it's easier, whatever it is, then she can make it tonight, and that would work as long as she doesn't have to speak it out, she just has it in mind, and that would work. But then Mir Tzshem will pick it up. There's a Mogen Avram and the Taz are going to discuss what happens if she lit out of order. Is that too late? Or maybe we say that's a mistake. She didn't mean to be Mekabel Shabbos at that point. I lit, but I wasn't thinking, so maybe I could go ahead and light. So that'll be Mir Tzshem for tomorrow. Okay, Freilich and Chanukah.